Welcome to VOA Smart Jazz for Smart FM, the spirit of Indonesia.
Halo semua listener, apa kabar? Senang sekali kita bisa bertemu kembali. Tentunya kami harapkan karir, keluarga, dan kehidupan Anda sukses selalu. Dari VOA Washington, saya Ian Umar akan menemani Anda untuk hari ini dalam VOA Smart Jazz. Anda bisa mendengarkan berbagai musik jazz favorit Anda, berita jazz terkini, dan info menarik mengenai penyanyi atau musisi jazz kesayangan Anda.
Actually, the first jazz concert I ever went to was... It was a Charles Lloyd concert in Denver.
Itulah tadi cuplikan-cuplikan acara yang bisa kita simak dalam VOA Smart Jazz. Smart listener Jeff Kashiwa, saksofonis band Rippingtons dan anggota Sax Pack, merilis album solo terbarunya berjudul Let It Ride. Dalam album terbarunya itu, saksofonis dari Seattle, Washington ini berkolaborasi dengan sederetan musisi jazz terkenal lainnya, antara lain pianis David Benoit, gitaris Rippingtons Russ Freeman, pemain keyboard Spyro Jara, Tom Schumann, dan gitaris Chuck Loeb. Album Let It Ride ini menampilkan 10 lagu yang bergenre kontemporer. Jeff Kashiwa juga dikenal dengan kelompok The Sax Pack yang terdiri dari 3 musisi saxophone bersama Steve Cole dan Kim Waters. Genre yang dipilih lebih menampilkan jazz, funk, dan R&B. Smart listener, itulah tadi penampilan Jeff Kashiwa dengan lagunya berjudul Let It Ride. Jeff, yang juga adalah anggota dari kelompok band The Rippingtons ini, juga sudah pernah tampil di Java Jazz Festival di Indonesia. Kita beralih ke gitaris Bill Frisell yang sempat berbincang-bincang dengan Russ Davis membahas awal ketertarikannya dalam genre musik jazz. Mari kita simak obrolannya.
Well, actually, you know, I've told this story a couple times here, but the second jazz concert I ever went to was a Newport. I grew up in Denver, and it was a traveling Newport show.
Wow.
And I had just discovered Wes Montgomery. So I'm in high school. Actually, the first one, first jazz concert I ever went to was, it was a Charles Lloyd concert in Denver, and Paul Motion was playing drums. So there's all these connections with things, like, you know, Paul was, I never would have dreamed at that time would become one of my, you know, the most important people in my life. Mm-hmm. And I played with him for more than 30 years, and he recently passed away. And then yesterday I played with the Bad Plus, and we played almost the whole program was all Paul Motion songs. Mm-hmm. So that was coming from, I'm thinking, well, wow, that goes back to the very first jazz concert I ever went to. Then you're talking about Newport, and so it was in the middle of high school I discovered Wes Montgomery for the first time, and this changed my life. You know, it's, you know, it was like I heard the Beatles, and then, you know, that, and then a couple of years later I hear Wes Montgomery, and it's like, you know, my mind is being completely reprogrammed every couple of years.
Reprogrammed.
And so there was a traveling Newport festival that was coming to Denver. I mean, Denver, you know, it's not known as the jazz capital of the world or anything.
Some great players.
But there are, yeah, actually, there's amazing players there. But anyway, this Newport thing was coming with Wes, so I got a ticket, not really knowing much about anything. But unfortunately, he passed away just weeks before the concert. But I went anyway, and there was Thelonious Monk and Cannonball Adderley and Gary Burton's band with Larry Coryell.
Wow.
So it was the summer of 1968. So that, you know, I think that was just such an important moment.
Smart Listener, itulah tadi penampilan dari gitaris Bill Frisell dengan lagu berjudul Come Together dari album All We Are Saying. Dalam album ini, Bill Frisell menampilkan lagu-lagu karangan John Lennon dan diinterpretasikan dalam instrumen gitar listrik. Seperti dalam melodi yang dipilih untuk Bill, dalam lagu Come Together, ia menampilkan sisi rock experimental dan jazz fusion. Dan baiklah Smart Listener, jangan kemana-mana, kita akan kembali setelah yang satu ini dengan berbagai musik jazz dan info menarik mengenai penampilan musisi jazz lainnya. Jadi tetaplah bersama VOA Smart Jazz.
The Voice of America.